Welcome to the Now Believe podcast, Street Testimonies, Part 3.
So what we're going to do now is we have a few stories, a few little testimonies, just ways in which the Lord really has been moving in your hearts. Maybe stuff you've done kind of ministry-wise on the streets, or maybe stuff, just little ways you feel like the Lord has been, I don't know, kind of moving in your life, really, particularly to do with, you know, this course and how you feel like different truths you've learned and different revelations you've had. So just come up and release them, just little short ones is good. You got one? Huh? No, come on, you come. You got one, just come.
I knew someone back in toddler group days, and it was good to see her again, and she hurt her shoulder quite badly, and it was in a sling, and life's a bit tough for her, and I just gently touched that and just said, Father, please heal it super fast, amen. And I don't know if all the pain went, but loads of the pain went, and she was able to sleep really well. And she just shared a little bit that she knew she wasn't so close to God anymore. And I just found out through a mutual friend that she was able to do this, and she's signed up for Alpha, and she's hungry again, and she's just going for it. Just a little touch from God just reminded her of who her daddy is. So yeah. Praise God.
That's great. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Who else? Good stuff. God's moving in all our lives. Good to see you, Nick.
Love you too, mate. All right. So I'm at work here, and there's this girl, Val. She's born again. And she goes to me, and I pray for her a few times. She likes it. and so she's like, Nick, you know, I'm really worried, you know. Got a headache, yeah? So she's been having headaches a long time, and like this pain in her leg. So pray for her, she goes to me afterwards, you know what, Nick, I had my eyes closed then. I haven't done it for a long, long time, because she gets dizzy when her eyes are closed. But they were closed during the prayer, and she's been fine since. So that was like a week and a half ago. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just want to encourage you again. John Wimber, for 1 year he prayed in his church. People died. No one was healed for 1 year. Week upon week they said, how long are you going to carry on with this healing thing? No one's being healed. People are dying. And he said, we're commanded to do it. So we have to carry on. It's that simple. Until a year later, suddenly, the watershed, whatever you want to call it, the dam, just bust open, and we had, you know, the vineyard and the healing movement and all that stuff. Heidi Baker, prophetic word that she would see blind eyes open, given at Toronto by Randy Clark, who was instrumental in releasing Toronto. 1 year, again, 1 year of praying for blind people, not one healed, three healed on the same day after a year. And then it opened up. God wants to know how much you want it. God wants to test your character with all of us. Are you encouraged? I'm so encouraged by that. Any others? Little stories. Doesn't have to be healings, or it could be just what God's doing in your heart.
Cool. Yeah, these are stories which aren't actually healings, but it was exactly that. I just felt I had to pray for... Well, actually, it was my dad, and he's someone who I found it really hard to share my faith with. And I went home for a weekend. We weren't getting on particularly well, and I was in the car about to go back to London. And he's had a really bad shoulder, and I just said, "Can I pray for you?" And amazing, he said yes, and which was amazing. And as we started praying, I started praying for his heart, because he has a bit of a funny heart. And he was going, yeah, and no more cancer. No, he doesn't have cancer, but he has a fear he's going to get cancer. And so I was like, no cancer in Jesus' name. And then he said, and a long life. And so he was like, kind of, as soon as I started praying, he was like, amen. So it's just amazing, because and then also I had the opportunity to pray for a friend. I found it really hard to share my faith faith with as well, and she's about to have a baby last Wednesday, and the baby was really overdue, and I'd again really struggled to share my faith with her and just said, can I pray for you? And she said yes, and the baby like jumped as we were praying, and it was amazing. Unfortunately, I mean, that was amazing, amazing. It was amazing. Her baby, she had quite a difficult birth, and it took quite a long time. But the Lord, you know, I just felt the Lord was totally there with her. And, yeah, just all through her difficult birth, you know, we were able to, I was just, yeah, just once I'd prayed for her, it was just like the Lord gave me a real boldness just to send her psalms through the night. And just, so it was really amazing. So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I reckon the unbelievers are waiting to see the church just to know who they are. The whole creation, it says, is waiting to see the children of God. And when we start to do things like this, we're showing that we're children. That's what we're doing. And that's why your family, your friends, and all our friends and family are being impacted. Because they can't believe that we actually believe and we're willing to step out and pray for people.
My heart feels a little bit tender at the moment, but I'll try and spit out a couple of things God's done. First, I just wanted to honour Nick. Three weeks ago at Jesus Cultural, whenever it was, we went out on the street, and we were just sort of talking to a lot of people. But one guy got saved, and it was just amazing the way he got saved, and he got baptised in the Holy Spirit as well. And he was a churchgoer of all people, but the guy, Nick, found him, and he was just ministered. Yesterday, I paint houses, so scrape them down and paint them, that's what I do. But yesterday there was like a few things happening. I was
prophetic, by the way.
I went for lunch, and then I came back from Uxbridge Road, and I saw a guy, and I thought, well, something about him. So I ended up chasing after him. And as you do, because you're kind of like, you don't want to let him go just in case, you know. And three bus stops later, he was walking really fast, and like, he was just about to cross the road. Can I talk to you about, you know, do you believe in God and stuff? And he's like, oh, I believe in God. I'm a Muslim. What is it? And all God gave me was, God cares about you, whatever it is you're going through. And he said, you looked at me because I was worried. And I said, no, it's something in my heart. And he was like, man, I just really needed that, you know. And that was it. He walked off. So I told the person I was working with, who's a Christian, what happened. And I said, do you want to go after work? And she goes, yeah, okay. So we went after work, and then I said, this thing about eye contact, when people make eye contact with you, it can be a sign, you know, the compassion there, looking at your spirit or whatever. This guy made eye contact on Uxbridge Road, and we got talking to him, backslidden Christian, and he wanted prayer. Then this lady who was with me, like, she hardly goes out at all, her hands started to burn, and she said, look, you got anything wrong with you? Got this veruca, he said, and she laid hands on him, and his foot started to burn. He could feel the heat, and he was like, wow. Anyway, we ministered to him, and it was just like he was really touched. We didn't feel depressed anything, because he was like backslidden. He was upset with something in the church, and that was cool. The next door neighbour at work on Tuesday, I got talking to her, and she's coming along to church in a few weeks as well. She's a backslidden Christian trying to get into New Age, and she's going to bring her kids along. So yeah, that's just really cool. And what God's doing in me, he's just blowing me away with his love, and it's hard to take. But what he's doing through, there's just opportunities to share Christ. And yeah, like I like what Dom says, I've been praying for people on Uxbridge Road as well. There was a guy who had a heart attack last week, and it affected his walking and whatever, and he accepted prayer. He was about 55, and I don't know what happened, but he was just so grateful, you know. He was just so grateful that that someone wanted to pray for him, you know. And God did something. I don't know what he did, but he was like, he was just walked away blessed, and yeah, reaching out for those greater realms. So yeah, I've been encouraged by what's happening.
Amen. I just really feel like God's just softening your heart more and more, and it probably is quite weird and maybe even frightening at times, but I just feel like he's just increasing the discernment and his heart for his people, which most of the time is stopped by our hardness of heart. And like, these are like real gems I think he's sending you. Praise the Lord. Any others? Pete, just want to talk a bit briefly about that encounter you had in the Brewer Street last week, just for a couple of minutes. and then we'll get going.
Yeah, we were out last Thursday night on the streets, Brewer Street, and we had a fantastic time out there. And one guy in particular we spent quite a long time with was a guy called Edward, and he had an horrific story. Basically, his wife and two unborn children were killed in a car accident, and his brother was driving, and then his brother committed suicide because he survived the crash. He hung himself. So he's been living with this kind of incredible guilt and, you know, blame for the last 8 years, and he's been on and off the streets, and he's just, you know, just crying the whole time, and just very broken man. He's just basically killing himself through alcohol abuse. So it was heart-wrenching to see that. And we just loved him and just tried to just console him, really, and just try and speak some truth into his life. And, you know, he said, you know, I wish it had been me. And, you know, he was speaking all these curses over himself all the time, and he was just trying to combat them and to speak truth and life over him and just say, come on, you know, God's got, you know, you didn't die, and, you know, God's still got a plan and a purpose for you. And we're just really just kind of trying to just inject some life into him and some hope, because he just didn't have any at all. And so we got to pray with him, and he just, you know, just gave him a really big hug, and I just really felt like there was some sort of, just, I don't know, some healing that happened just through hugging. You know, I think there's incredible power in the hug. Yeah, because there's a hugging ministry just waiting for some of you. just prophesy that to you. So what happened next was, I just really felt that it would be important for him to get in contact with his family, because he talked about his mother, and he was from Ireland, and they were still in Dublin. And he basically had this scrap of paper, this nicotine stained sweaty kind of crumpled bit of paper in his pocket, and it had one phone number on it, and that was his mum's phone number. And before I suggested ringing her, it was great, the Lord set it up brilliantly, because I was like, oh man, it's going to cost loads to ring Ireland. But I managed to get Wi-Fi, so I used Skype on my phone, which is awesome. And yeah, a bit of a geek, really, but it was cool. So before that, he'd said, yeah, she's got cancer. And so I was like, okay, well, let's ring her up then. So, primarily so they could reconnect. But I just, you know, he spoke to her for a few minutes, and it was obviously difficult to start with, because he hadn't spoken to her in a couple of months. But then he said, I want you to speak to her. So I was like, hi, Nora, I think her name was. And I just said, you know, we've just been praying with your son, and, you know, he'd been telling her loads of lies. He said that he'd been, you know, he was living in a apartment, had a girlfriend and all that kind of stuff. But he was just feeding all these lies because he didn't want her to know the truth. And I just told her the truth. And I said that, and I just thought, well, why not just go for it and just pray for her cancer anyway. So I just said, you know, Jesus wants to heal you. And I just basically rebuked the cancer over the phone. And then he spoke to her for about another 20 minutes, and she was basically asking him to come back to Ireland. He wanted him to come home. And I just think we just need to pray for this guy, that he would really just go back to Dublin. He hates it there, but I think that it's the safest place for him to be at the moment. And
what's his name?
Edward.
Let's pray for him now.
Yeah.
Lord, just lift up your voice.
Yeah, Lord, thank you for him. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You have a plan for him, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless him, Lord.
We speak and release life over him once again in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of suicide. We bind the spirit of death, depression over him in the name of Jesus. And we release your kingdom. Let your kingdom come upon him. Let your will be done, Lord. Release angels to wage warfare over him. In Jesus' name. Bless his relationship with his family. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just give the Lord another hand for all these days.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Now Believe podcast. We'd love to see you at the Growing in the Supernatural course. For more details, please email talk@nowbelieve.com.